listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with what's making news around the border. Any Bonza flights to and from the border will not get underway until at least Wednesday next week, with administrators still working through the situation with the budget airline. It comes as they announce refunds to customers affected by the airline's sudden slide into voluntary administration can't be processed or issued at the moment. A new advocacy group has been formed with the aim of improving digital connectivity across the Southern Riverina. Known as the Riverina and Murray Joint Organisation, or RAMJO, it consists of federal and state MPs, plus various local governments, including Albury City Council. State Member for Albury, Justin Clancy, is welcoming the new group's formation.
Really pleasing, positive step and a unique step to see all three levels, from council to state government to federal government, coming together for cohesive advocacy and information sharing to help drive positive outcomes when it comes to communications in the Murray region.
Police are appealing for information after a Mercedes was set alight in East Albury early yesterday morning. They're also continuing investigations into a fire at a North Albury business which destroyed prime movers and trailers. And the Wodonga Squash Club is gearing up to host a 24-hour squash marathon. It's being run this weekend, and in the name of a good cause, Club Treasurer Helen Woolley says they've been running similar events for the past 5 years.
Previously, we've supported the Multiple Sclerosis Society, and we've raised generally $20,000 to $23,000 each year. And this year, we've decided to support the local hospitals and do something a bit more local.
The O&M split round 5 wraps up this weekend with just the one game in the footy and netball to speak of. Lavington and the Wang Rovers will go head-to-head tomorrow at Lavie Sports Ground. Should prove a good chance for the Panthers footballers to break into the top 5 with a big margin win, while both sides are struggling in the netball with Lavington yet to claim a victory. And the Albury Wodonga Bandits are still at home this weekend, taking on Maitland.